Exactly 8 decades ago, on June 10th, 1942, the central Bohemian village of Lidice was annihilated by Nazi forces in retaliation for the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich. About 340 men, women and children were murdered and the village flattened. Lidice became one of the best-known examples of Nazi Germany's brutality, and its legacy survives in many forms to this day, as Tom McEncrow reports.
2 weeks after acting governor of Bohemia and Moravia, Reinhard Heydrich was attacked by two undercover Czechoslovak soldiers in Prague. An SS commando drove into the village of Lidice and began to systematically annihilate the entire settlement. All of the males over the age of 15 were shot, while the vast majority of women and children would eventually be murdered in Nazi death camps. The village itself was levelled to the ground, and even the graveyard was destroyed. The story of how Lidice came to suffer such a devastating fate has been recounted many times. It is a combination of Nazi frustration, bad luck, and a meeting between Adolf Hitler and Karl Hermann Frank, who was in charge of the crackdown following Heydrich's killing. But there is also a second story of Lidice, one that shows how much the savage action, propagated by the Nazis as a warning, resonated around the world, says historian Eduard Stehlík, who is the director of the Lidice Memorial.
3 days
after the attack, the U.S. Secretary of the Navy, Frank Knox, said that when future generations ask why the Allies fought this war, then they will be told the story of Lidice. I think that was one of the first reactions. The destruction of the village resonated strongly both in North and South America. The same can be said for Britain, where the first report actually falsely stated that Lidice was a miners' village. While there were some miners living there, it was mainly a settlement of metal workers. Nevertheless, this initial report mobilized British miners who formed the Lidice Shall Live movement that collected donations already during the war to rebuild the village.
A year later, the British made a film called The Silent Village, where the fate of Lidice is played out on a miners' village in Wales. Several cities would also name streets and squares after the Czech settlement, with some villages even temporarily renaming themselves to Lidice altogether. In South America, the word Lidice would turn into a name given by some parents to their daughters, says Dr. Stehlík.
That is one of the most powerful reactions that I have come across. In some cases, it has even become a tradition, and you have multiple generations of women who carry the name, even if they may not know where the name originally comes from. We're actually working with a journalist now who is traveling across South America and tracking the footprint left by Lidice there. We weren't aware of how large this legacy is. We plan to publish a book on this topic that he is writing within the next 2 years.
There are very few survivors of the Lidice massacre still alive today. Most of them are children who are either too young to recall the events or still in their mother's wombs at the time. But one of them told Dr. Stehlík that as long as people still talk about Lidice, the village and its people do remain alive.